Yael Osowski joins us from the Consumer Choice Center, as he does every Friday at this time. The global grassroots movement for consumer choice. 25 minutes in front of the hour. Yael, it's great to have you back on the line. Good morning. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, thank you so much, Joe. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
And there's lots to get to here this morning with you, and that's what I like about our program here. We discuss not only things that everyone else discusses, but we go off the beaten path because there are relevant and significant things going on, whether that be here at home, across the state, the country, and around the world, that I think in many cases are much more relevant and significant than what maybe the main news networks and outlets are talking about on the day-to-day. And that's why we bring you in, because I think you frame the conversation in a way that makes people think. And that is the purpose, not only to entertain and inform, but also challenge the thought process of people out there. And you do a great job of portraying that when you join us weekly here on The Big Talker. That being said, things that are not in the news this week due to impeachment and other has been a number of different things that have been on the agenda, but not a top priority. Let's start with free trade and the ongoing growth in the economy that we have seen, the trade deals that have been sealed, signed, and delivered with the countries like Japan. One big one awaiting right here in on our own continent, of course, has to deal with Mexico and Canada. The president for 35 years, since the 1980s, has been pushing trade and having America step to the plate and challenge these other countries to get something for what we are giving. And, well, Mexico, Canada agree. Let's rework the free trade deal. So now, with impeachment front and center, you know, what's the status of this trade deal as the smoke, the mirrors of impeachment overshadow everything within our country?
Well, the deal has been written up. It's been agreed to. Mexico has already signed it on their side. Canada is really just waiting to see what the U.S. says. But really, it's just held up in the House right now. We have a brand new trade deal. There are probably many things that I would disagree with President Trump on, free trade being one of them. But at least there is a new deal. There's something out there. There's something that will give clarity to not only business people, but consumers who buy products or source their products from Mexico or from Canada. This is something that we should be very excited about. Whatever the last trade deal was, NAFTA, whatever happened there with Trump and getting elected, he did whatever he thought he had to do. Regardless, what we need as consumers especially is some clarity. I mean, look, we're there at buying our products and trying to go and source things for our business. And the really only way we're going to be able to do this in North America between the U.S. and Canada is if we have some kind of solid trade deal, which at the moment we don't have. We don't have that at all. It has been sitting on Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk. I think Trump actually just tweeted about this 10 minutes ago, Joe, so I think he might be listening to the program. But it just goes to show that this is happening. It's right there. It's on the desk. Unfortunately, there's kind of an impeachment circus that's happening in Washington, D.C., so we're not really going to get this trade deal moving up towards the House, at least in the next couple of weeks. I would hope that it would happen before Christmas, but I'm not really hopeful at this point.
Is it just a sad state when it comes to our elected officials trying to work ways? And I don't necessarily believe that the government should be the crutch for all of us, but when it comes to things like trade with foreign countries, obviously the federal government and setting the policies, the commander in chief as well, they have significance in doing so and reworking some of these deals. What would the impacts be? What are the projections of what a U.S.-Mexico-Canada rework deal do for our country and even here in our state?
Yeah, I mean, number one is it's going to give us a lot of clarity. It's going to give us an idea about how much people are going to pay. If you are a small business in Locust or you're in Kitty Hawk and you're just buying particular products that you will sell, that you're trying to source, right now you pay a price. And there is likely going to be lower prices that will come about as a result of this free trade agreement. We're just not going to have that for the moment. And we've seen that a lot with especially the farming community across North Carolina. A lot of farming equipment, that is very, very important. So there's a lot of products that all do move between U.S. and Canada and also Mexico. And at the same time, while we're talking about this North American free trade agreement, and this is incredibly important for North Carolina, it's the trade deal or relationship, whatever you might want to call it, with China. And a lot of Chinese companies and consumers themselves have been buying a lot of products, whether it be soybeans or pork, from North Carolina farmers, and that's been a boost to the economy. The problem is that we've had more of these tariffs, we've had threats, we've had all these kind of things thrown into the wind, and it's made it very difficult. So I think what people do need and what we would all need is just some kind of clarity. Just get some kind of deal that is the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. Get it set in stone. It's already been agreed to by all the major parties. It's not perfect. It's not ideal. No trade deal ever will be, but at least it's something. And I think if we have clarity, then a lot of business people can plan. We can actually, as consumers, plan our expenses and hopefully see our prices go down as well.
Does this just boil down, Yael, to politics and not wanting to give a win, so to speak, to President Trump and able to rework an agreement that he had been pushing for quite some time, well before he even ran for president? He'd been pushing that we need to rework NAFTA, and we've been taken advantage of by Mexico and our plants, our manufacturing going elsewhere because of it, particularly related to automobiles, opening plants and factories in Mexico. Can you tell us if you believe that it's just more politically based, or is it just, I don't even know what else it would be other than a plan that would help benefit Americans in many different ways and businesses of the like?
There is a case that could be made by certain groups that they want to have, more stringent rules in the trade agreement. There is talk that they want to have better rules for unions and for environmental protections and this kind of thing. That mostly has been rhetoric. We haven't really seen any parts of it that they've talked about. But yeah, I do think it's about politics. It's about the left-right game up in D.C. that so many Americans are very tired of. And when we're electing people to go up to Washington, we elect them for, let's say, the 2 years as congresspeople. They spend about 9 months of that only doing fundraising, just trying to get elected again. And then there's maybe about 3 months of actual governing and passing laws and doing research and listening to Americans and their concern. And the rest of the time is just spent kind of, I guess, playing a football game or, playing with the red jerseys or the blue jerseys. And that's really to the detriment of everyone, everyone in our country. And it's not that Congress should be a busy bee. The problem is that they talk about all these different things that they want to do. They want to regulate social media. They want to take away our vapes. They want to rewrite all the trade agreements. They want to raise taxes on this, that, and the other. Look, they open these Pandora's boxes. And if they actually don't patch anything up, it just leaves all of us kind of wondering, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to be the rule on this? What is going to happen to the price of that? If there's just some kind of gust of wind in D.C., things can change in an instant. We definitely saw that with vaping and e-cigarettes that have now essentially been wiped out overnight. I mean, it's crazy to think that all of this came in so fast. They can't even get a free trade deal passed, yet they can easily take the vape away from your hand and be sure to close down all the entrepreneurs that have shops, especially in a place like North Carolina. So that's very sad to see. Maybe that's just another argument for term limits. I saw somebody post that in your video comment, so who knows?
Well, when they frame the conversation vapes once again surrounding that whole debacle, well, they did not frame the conversation correctly in that, as we had highlighted with you on our show, in that a lot of the folks that were getting illnesses and sicknesses because of it, they were buying those cartridges off the black market that contained THC, the chemical that gets you high, and those chemicals are mixed in the black market, mixed with different types of substances that then create respiratory issues. None of that was, of course, discussed only until after they started to move forward with these great restrictions. Were articles coming out and being published talking about, about 90% of the people who complained about respiratory illnesses and sicknesses, they were using substances that they got off the black market. That was after the fact. We held hearing after hearing on the Hill surrounding that issue. All right, well, in relation addition to...
Well, also the CDC, Joe, just about the report. I think they had been listening to the Joe Catanacci show, and they said, you know what, these guys are right. And they put out the report and said it was all these bootleg cartridges. So there you go. There's a win for your show.
No doubt. And we chalk up a lot of wins on this program. I tell you, over the last number of years, I've got a handful in my pocket that I might one day deliver out to the listening public on things. I'll have to go to the archives to get my exact wording and the quotes so I can prove to everyone out there that, hey, we were calling this for a long, long time, and here it is, back to the future.